I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Music therapy is certainly nothing new. We've known for years how music can lift a person's mood, stir memories long forgotten, or even encourage someone to get up and get moving. Well, now a new generation of aspiring medical professionals is taking these practices even further. One of them is the guest this week on Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Amaree Rust is a board-certified music therapist and graduate student at the University of Kentucky. She recently talked with Dr. Greg about the overall health benefits to patients in music therapy.
You and I met because you were in Pavilion A of UK Healthcare playing some music, and I actually heard you from around the corner and went to investigate, and you ended up playing some music for my wife, Vanessa, and we got into a discussion about music therapy because, as a physician, I am very ignorant about what that is. Can you sort of give me the elevator speech version to begin with of what music therapy is?
Sure. So music therapy is, in kind of layman's terms, it's the use of music to kind of achieve goals that really don't have to relate to music via a board-certified music therapist. So that's kind of what makes us different than just like, you know, somebody who comes in and plays music or, you know, just listening to an iPod. While they're all therapeutic in some sort of sense, that's what makes a music therapist different, is because we can actually utilize that therapeutically. Mm-hmm. So it can kind of look a little bit different just depending on the situation or the setting that you're placed in. So music therapy may not look the same if I'm working on like academic or cognitive functioning goals with a young kid versus if you do music therapy for more comfort care and quality of life in hospice, or if you're teaching somebody how to walk and talk again via music mm-hmm. at a rehab mm-hmm. hospital.
So a phrase we hear a lot in medicine these days is patient-centered. So it sounds like one of the things we're talking about is this therapy has to be tailored very individually depending upon the individual and the circumstances they're in.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that music therapy kind of prides itself on. There's not one specific thing that we do to kind of cookie cutter what mm-hmm. we do. Everything is all patient-preferred music. Everything is tailored based on the needs of the individual. So if you need to, or if we're working on speech goals, we will look at patient-preferred music. So if you like listening to the Eagles, or if you like listening to oldies, or anything like that, we can kind of tailor it to you where we can have your music preferences in there. Mm-hmm. So that's what kind of makes it nice, and obviously music is very rewarding for most people. So we don't usually meet a lot. It's like, oh, don't play me anything, you know. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. it works out very well in our favor, too. We're kind of the fun therapy.
Well, yeah, because I think of the individual example I cited a minute ago is Vanessa and I were in her room talking, and all of a sudden, wafting around the corner, you were playing Que Sera Sera. I remember that specifically, beautifully, I might add. And when I came out, I noticed a bunch of healthcare providers sitting in a semicircle around you, and every one of them was just beaming. I mean, this has a therapeutic effect, I would think, not only for patients, but for anybody that finds themselves in a healthcare setting.
Sure, and that's one of the wonderful things about music in itself. It's innately therapeutic, but everything that music therapists do is research and evidence-based. We go through a fully accredited program by the American Music Therapy Association in order to complete our degree, as well as a six-month internship where you have to do at least 1,200 hours of clinical experience. And then we have to take a nationally accredited board certification exam through that same American Music Therapy Association. So there's a lot of prep that goes into it. We take classes that go into anatomy and physiology, as well as psychology, and then regular music and music therapy courses. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of thought into everything that we do. There's not anything that we don't do with some sort of intention. So it's not for entertainment. I'm not trying to teach anybody music. It's strictly for therapy.
And is this worldwide, or is this a North American phenomenon? How prevalent is music therapy in the world?
It depends on where you go. There are even places in America itself where music therapy is not really known. Mm-hmm. I have gotten, you know, oh, so you're just here to play some songs, or you're here to sing to this patient. It's like, you know, singing can be an aspect of what we do, but it's not everything. Mm-hmm. So if it's if it looks like we're just singing or we're just doing something with a patient, there is a goal behind that. So everything is evidence and research-based.
And speaking of that evidence and research, there is blinded, peer-reviewed research about outcomes measures.
Absolutely.
I believe. And tell us a little bit about that.
So, I mean, we've done research with quite a few populations. I'm actually looking at potentially looking into spinal cord research for my master's thesis while I'm here at UK. But everything that we do is tested. So everything that we teach you in school, all is based upon what they're teaching you in school. Mm-hmm. So all of that goes back to the research, which is wonderful.
And better patient outcomes who avail themselves to this potential therapy.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything we haven't touched upon that you would want our listeners to know about music therapy?
I think just knowing that music therapy is a valid therapy. A lot of the times people will see us with a guitar. It's like, oh, you know, that's just somebody who's here to play music. Mm-hmm. And it's a completely different way to look at it. So if you ever run into a music therapist, you know, you can put us kind of on the same therapy team as your physical therapist, occupational therapist, cog therapist, speech therapist. And I actually have gotten to co-treat with a lot of those during my internship at Brooks Rehabilitation in Jacksonville. We got to co-treat with a lot of those therapists, which is really wonderful and kind of eye-opening to how music can better benefit those goals as well. So music therapy is a wonderful thing. What can I say?
Roads must a man walk down before you can call him a man?
My thanks today to music therapist Amari Rust for talking with us about what music therapy is and how it can be of benefit to patients. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.